today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
If you were done, the breath would leave your body. Nobody can keep it there. Even medicine would stop working. They could be pumping the medicine in you and the body will reject it if it's time for you to go home. If you're alive today, if you woke up this morning, it means God is saying you got another chance. And we ought to give him praise for another chance. He's not just the God of a second chance. I said he's the God of another chance.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Divine Reversal. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Habakkuk 2, verse 1, and 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 6 through 8.
Habakkuk 2, verse 1, and then 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 6 and 8. If you have it, say amen. It's on the screen. And let me say something else. I want all of you to have a physical, tangible, hard copy Bible. So go out and buy one. One of our new members coming through, Brother Mann, I believe his name is. One of his sisters singing on the praise team. He was going through new members yesterday. And I instructed him to get a physical Bible. He was so open, a new member. And I'm really grateful for that. Please don't just depend on your apps. Have a physical Bible that you can touch. In case something goes down, like last week, Verizon went down. And I know you depend on Verizon more than you depend on God, because you communicate with Verizon way more than you talk to God. But it went down. It went down. And portions of AT&T went down nationwide. So let's make sure that if the enemy wants to ever kill us, he's going to cut our communication off. He's also going to mess up navigation. He's going to mess up navigation. And he's gonna block transportation. Those three things, I hope the enemy isn't listening. If those three things are destroyed in America, in 3 days, it would be total chaos. So I want y'all to get your head right. You think it's peace and safety? Cut communication. Stop navigation, which means planes can't talk to the tower. How you gonna fly? And block. You like cars that drive themselves? Block the transportation. Put roadblocks up where you can't get down 95, no matter how long you stay there. No buses, no transportation, no trailways, none of that. No railroads. And ships start coming to the shore. Mass chaos in 3 days. So we need to make sure the enemy wants to do that in every ministry, in every family. Cut communication, no navigation. No navigation. And we block transporting goods. And everybody goes into their silo and think you're okay. It's the work of the enemy when you start seeing it happen. It's a strategy, and it's one of the things that I believe the enemy is testing our grid to see how effective we will be and how much we depend on social. So make sure you have a physical Bible. We can always get to the Word of God. When you walk in that front door, there's a Bible in the concrete. When we were laying the new pavement, the Lord told us to just put a Bible there. Well, every time you step over the threshold, you're stepping over the Word of God. Now, you say that doesn't mean anything. It does. What's under your feet means a whole lot. And what's over your head and what's in your heart. Man looks on the outer appearance. They praise me with their lips. We got to make sure the heart is in alignment. Oh, God. Let's read the scripture. Habakkuk 2, verse 1. I will stand at my watch and station myself from on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint. I will stand at my watch, hallelujah, and wait, station myself on the ramparts. I would look to see what he would say. Not to them, but what he would say to me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be what? Sober. For those who sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night, but let us who are of the day be sober, sobriety, putting on the breastplate, armor of faith and love, the identity of the saints, and as a helmet, the hope, the expectancy that salvation is coming, the hope of salvation. Glory to God. I want to share with you from this theme, First Watch 2026. At the new year, there are things that I believe the Holy Spirit wants us to identify and to keep our eye on. Today's message, part one and two, our early service and the late service, is entitled Divine Reversal. Divine Reversal. The Lord spoke to me clearly that he's about to reverse some things that's been going down in your life. I'm about to release this word, and you're going to see the breach turn in your womb. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That which is supposed to be right side up, but it's upside down, is going to turn. And that which is supposed to be bottoms up is going to turn in the name of Jesus. And God is going to get the glory. And when it turns, don't be afraid of the frustration and the pain of the turn. Even if you feel agony, you stick with it because God is turning it around. Can the church say amen? Amen. Father, I thank you and I give you praise. I give you glory and praise for this download and release to the people of God, the word of God, for the people of God. And Father, only you can lead a group of people to higher heights and deeper depths. Only you can visit us in the valley of the shadow of death and turn it around. Only you can cause fear to lead the valley and faith to occupy our dwelling place. Only you can restore. Only you can revive. So use these lips of clay. Speak now. Give us ears to hear, a mind to comprehend, hearts to receive, and a spirit to contain. And we will give you glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Can you clap your hands? Father, thank you, Lord. We're setting a watch to see what the Spirit would say. And we're going to stay in the stronghold until he tells us what he wants us to do, as he opens our mind to new possibilities and an expectation that he can do what he said he can do, and he will accomplish what he said he will accomplish in our lives. So let's not sleep. Let us watch and be sober. Sobriety is the absence of alcoholic beverages. It's also the absence, please get this, the absence of foolishness. Because you can be drunk on love, but you can also be drunk on foolishness. That's what Beyonce said. For those who are asleep, and for those who sleep at night, or when you should be awake, because if you sleep, you're sleeping at night. But we are children of the day, not children of the night. And we're supposed to be awake. And so the Bible says that we should work the works of him who has sent us while it is day. For when night comes, no man can work because men are asleep. Several things happen when you sleep. You're visited by the underworld, or God is doing surgery. Which one is it? Right. If you're asleep when you should be awake, you're visited by the underworld. If God is doing surgery, it means he intended for you to be out right now. So he put Adam to sleep, and while he was asleep, he pulled out something that he created, a woman. If you are asleep, either God put you to sleep and he's doing surgery, or the enemy is working overtime to invade your space. I'm not talking about physical sleep. I'm saying while God is trying to awaken you to his purpose, you still want to sit there and coddle yourself and lay back and relax, and you're sleeping when you should be awake. It means the enemy is downloading stuff in your life, and he's taking over territories. He's advancing his kingdom. The scripture says don't be intoxicated vicariously. You need to be sober and you need to watch, because we're not children of the night. We're children of the day. This is for every college student. This is for every young adult. This is for everybody under the sound of my voice. This is for some of us who we call old coons as well. Old zebras, old leopards. God's telling us to awaken as well. If you're alive, you still got work to do. If you were done, the breath would leave your body. Nobody can keep it there. Even medicine would stop working. They could be pumping the medicine in you and the body will reject it if it's time for you to go home. If you're alive today, if you woke up this morning, it means God is saying you got another chance. And we ought to give him praise for another chance. He's not just the God of a second chance. I said he's the God of another chance. Our confession of faith, this is my Bible. It is the word of God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who will hear it. I can do what it says I can do. I am all it says that I am. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I choose to agree with the word of God, and I choose to disagree with any thought, condition, or circumstance contrary to the written or the spoken word of God. I am diligent to act upon what is revealed to me through the word of God, which abides in my spirit. My mind is renewed. My heart is receptive and ready to receive. I can't quit. There's too much life in me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hindrances to achievements or to activation or to taking action. Hindrances to activation or achievements or hindrances to taking action or progressing. Hindrances, impediments to progress include several external blocks as well as internal blocks. And we have to watch in this second year of activation. We have to watch internal blocks to activating and external blocks. The internal blocks, sometimes it's hard to see because most of us do not engage in introspection. When we look out, we see what everybody else is tied to. But you're supposed to first examine self. And when you examine self at the top of a year, set a watch for self. I gave you growth markers, and I wanted to know how many people have grown in 1 year. or are we still battling with the same old, same old? You can't tell me that you're growing if you haven't conquered from last year this time the thing that was eating away at your fabric. When God has given us enough word to save the world, all it takes is faith to put it in action. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
So there are some hindrances to activation. In the second year of activation, we're supposed to be able to look at those hindrances, measure it up with growth markers, and then ask God with each marker to help us to climb the staircase into heaven or into higher ground. I believe potential external blockages and internal blockages must be examined. I believe God wants us to look at the blocks that comes to our clarity. Amen. Sometimes the enemy he may not cut communication, but it's not clear communication. He may not have you to forget the vision, but the vision isn't clear. Say crystal clear.
Crystal clear.
That's what they said I think it was A Few Good Men with Jack Nicholas. He said something about, you know, do you understand? Yes. Do you understand? Yes. Crystal clear. We need to get that. The vision in our church needs to be crystal clear. Just like if you wipe the glass. I had to redo some tent on one of the church vehicles because the tent on it was old. And when you look out the window, there's a little blur. Well, for safety reasons, I went ahead and paid the $90 personally to put new tent on the driver's, the passenger, front driver and passenger side, so that the driver would always see clear when they're looking out the window. So nobody can come back and say, I just couldn't see. No, if you drive a church vehicle, I'm going to make sure the safety is first. So there are things that have to go into place, even though I don't drive that vehicle often. It's not me driving it, but I'm responsible for it. I mean, I hope somebody hear this. Because a lot of us, if we're not driving it, we don't care how it works. But when you got responsibility, when you're the leader, you got to watch the clarity of not only you, but the others who are using your stuff. Glory to God. And we have to learn to model what we want to see them do. I believe in teaching, training, correcting, and releasing. Today I'm teaching. But the hard part is training. Because the key to training is to model, not to just say it, but in your own life, you must show what you want people to do.
Yes.
Publicly, externally, and internally. Yes. Glory to God. So God wants us to also grow on the inside and model how we want people to handle conflict. Model how we want people to take what God is saying and apply it to their lives. Model how God wants us to lead out and be an example to the society in which we live in. To model how to preach, teach, and live by what we preach and teach. And so it's imperative that we have clarity. The next thing is family misalignments. The Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your what?
Wrath.
On your wrath. In other words, you got 24 hours to deal with issues versus letting them last for 7 years. Now, I know that's more easy said than done, but this is the practice that we must go after. You're not supposed to let anger and resentment and things like that last for a year before you deal with it. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. It's easier to deal with it if it's a minor infraction. When it becomes an emergency, it's harder to deal with. It's easy to deal with a germ before it becomes malignant. It's easy to deal with washing your hands versus passing on a virus. It is easier to say, forgive me, before the flame of anger and resentment turns into a forest fire. It's easy to blow out a match than it is to stop a fire from burning down an apartment. You understand now? So this is where we need to be as a church. And in the family, especially in the house of God, not especially in your personal life, but also in the house of God, we must make sure the family is not misaligned. And so we always are constantly trying to mend nets. We practice it as a church in the month of December, but I believe it should be ongoing by leaders. Stitch and patch up relationships. You're not growing if you can't get over your toughest issue. Not the minor ones. I'm talking about the tough one. If you want to grow, you must champion your tough issue. And I believe God will help us to do that. I just came to the conclusion I would let nobody cause me to shift in my movement when I walk in the room. So if I step in a room and I got an issue with you, you won't make me turn around. I'm bigger than that. I'm broader than that. I'm deeper than that. I'm wider than that. So I don't give anybody that kind of power. I'm going to greet everybody that's in my path. And if there's a challenge when I greet, I got to deal with it. Because I live this way. I live free. Lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your friend. I'll help you. And Lord, it won't
be long, so I'm gonna need
somebody
to lean on.
Just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need
somebody to lean on.
You just might.
We all need somebody to lean on.
Amen. Amen. I'm not Joe Clark. They used to call me Batman. Now they call me. But we all need somebody. Come on, we all need somebody to lean on. And I want to be so strong that if he lean on me, it doesn't crack me.
Amen.
I want him to make me a pillar. To where, you know, you can lean on a pillar, right? Pillar doesn't say, ouch! Ooh, God, it's too much. God can strengthen you where people don't depend on you, but they can lean on you. I got to prophesy. Genesis Chapter 25. What a chapter. Yeah. Jesus. I got to prophesy. Genesis 25, verse 10. On behalf of his wife, let's read verse 10 together. One, two, ready, read. Glory to God. Let's look at verse 21. One, two, ready, read. Now Isaac. That's where we're starting. Verse 21. Fix that in my notes, not verse 10. Verse 21. On behalf of his wife, because she was childless, the Lord answered his prayer, and his wife Rebekah became pregnant. The babies joined each other within her. The babies jostled each other or wrestled with each other within her. And she said, why is this happening to me? So she went to inquire of the Lord. She didn't go to a doctor. There was none. She didn't go to someone in the community. There may have been one. She went to the Lord. Said, why am I having a struggle on the inside? Verse 23, the Lord said to her didactically, two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other, and the older, glory to God, will serve the younger. When the time came for her to give birth, there were twin boys in her womb. Verse 25, the first to come out was red, whose whole body was like a hairy garment. Sasquatch. So they named him what?
Esau.
After this, his brother came out with his hand grasping Esau's heel. So he was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old. Oh my God. When Rebekah gave birth to them. I want you to let that settle in your spirit. Settle in your spirit. That even at 60, you can still be fruitful. Be careful.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Divine Reversal, visit the media section on the Truth Reveal app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Registration is open for the Believers Enrichment Spiritual Training Best Class. Sign up today using the TR app, website, or by scanning the QR code in the foyer. Classes will begin soon, so reserve your spot now. The Discipleship Course is an incredible way to reinforce your spiritual foundation and deepen your walk with God. If you are ready to get rooted and built up in Christ, email your contact information to discipleship@truthrevealed.org. Sign up for the life-changing Driven Group today. Scan the QR code in the foyer to unlock your life's purpose. Email driven@truthrevealed.org for more information. New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
The WWBC 1510 AM radio, the Christian voice of Brevard, has an official Facebook page. Check it out, like our posts, and leave a comment and follow us as well on WWBC 1510 AM radio.